I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Edgar Jesse James. According to the Kane Republican, former Mayor Edgar James descended from the fabulous James Empire of McKean and Elk Counties. The pioneering James family built three railroads, two sawmills, two chemical plants, one glass factory, and developed the town of James City. In addition, James family holdings included the Crystal Springs Water Company and the James City Gas Company, which provided utility services to James City residents. When Edgar Jesse James was elected mayor of Kane in 1968 to fill the unexpired term of Roy W. Hansen, he was the perfect fit for the job. With his family's roots on the hilltop dating back more than 100 years, Jesse, as he was sometimes known, was straight out of central casting. When he later sported a signature black beard, the strapping six-footer looked as if he had stepped out of the Wild West. Jesse James was no outlaw. Far from it. A graduate of Kane High and a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, by the time he threw his hat in the ring for mayor, he had already served Kane and the community in many capacities. First as president of the Kane Rotary Club, he later chaired the Kane United Fund and was an active member of the Kane Fire Department, the Masonic Lodge, the Presbyterian Church, and the Elks Club. Jesse James owned and operated Modern Way Supply and was an ambassador of winter sports and a charter member of the Pennsylvania Snowmobile Association. As an Arctic Cat dealer, his influence helped develop the area as a center of recreation and tourism for enthusiasts of the sport. As president of the Kane Borough Council, and after several years of effort, Jesse James brokered a million-dollar bond deal that financed badly needed sewage treatment facilities in North and West Kane. In the late 1960s, when Kane was emerging as a gateway to the Allegheny National Forest, James took a leadership role in the Route 219 Association, improving the road through Kane and promoting local merchants. Jesse James was the face of Kane for more than three decades. As chairman of Kane Area Development Incorporated, he was lead cheerleader for the town's local economy. In 1969, Mayor James snipped a white ribbon to signify successful completion of the Route 6 project, improving Fraley Street with widened streets and sidewalks, without a bond issue and the town taking on additional debt. More than 3,500 spectators celebrated a grand reopening with a parade, shopper promotions, and street dancing. In 1971, James took a hard line with area teens when he enforced an under-18 curfew at 10 p.m. nightly. Getting teens off the street was deemed necessary to help police crack down on loitering adults. In 1975, Mayor James made the first touch-tone phone call when Bell Telephone brought the newly enhanced service to Kane. Another enduring project completed during Jesse James' run as mayor was the Central Towers housing high-rise. This much-needed improvement provided convenient senior living accommodations and could not have hit closer to home with Mayor James. With a James family homestead at 100 Edgar Street being practically next door, James could look out his window and count the smiling and appreciative senior citizens. Mayor James was first vice chairman and past president of the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs and served on its board for many years before earning the honor Outstanding Mayor of the Year in 1999. Perhaps his highest honor was when the street on which he lived was renamed from Edgar Street to Edgar James Street, putting him in the pantheon with the likes of Fraley, Biddle, Dawson, and others. Make no mistake, Edgar James was no Wild West character, and he did not chase stagecoaches. He was a loyal and dedicated public servant, and is remembered fondly by many in his hometown. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.